أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ولا تقولوا لما تصف ألسنتكم الكذب هذا حلال وهذا حرام لتفتروا على الله الكذب إن الذين يفترون على الله الكذب لا يفلحون. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listed those types of meat that Allah has declared as haram. Allah spoke of the maita, Allah spoke of blood, Allah spoke of the flesh, of the swine, and every such animal that was slaughtered in the name of anyone or anything else but Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next ayah directs his address to the mushrikeen, to the polytheists, because they would declare certain things halal and they would declare certain things haram without them having the authority and the permission to do so. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in ayah number 116 of Surah An-Nahl, وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَا تَصِفُ أَلْسِنَتُكُمُ الْكَذِبُ, and do not ever say about those things which your tongues falsely describe. This is something that your tongues describe, and you say about it, هذا حلال وهذا حرام. This is halal, this is haram. This is lawful, this is unlawful. You make this up from your own side. لِتَفْتَرُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبُ. What are you doing? You wish to forge lies against Allah. You wish to fabricate lies against Allah. Certain things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared as unlawful, you are declaring it as lawful. Certain things which Allah declared as lawful, you are making it unlawful. And this is also a lesson for us as Muslims. When we wish to pronounce the hurmat, the legality or the non-legality of something, the lawfulness or unlawfulness of something, we look at what Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have pronounced on those things, on those issues, on those transactions, on those consumables, whatever it may be. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَفْتَرُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبِ. Because Allah warns us. Allah says, indeed those who fabricate lies against Allah by declaring things lawful and unlawful based on their own discretion, Allah says, لَا يُفْلِحُونَ. Such people will never prosper. مَتَاعٌ قَلِيلٌ, Allah says, let them enjoy themselves for a little while. It's an enjoyment for a limited period of time. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ, and in the akhirah they will face a painful torment. وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ هَادُوا, then as far as the Jews are concerned, what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declare haram for them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ هَادُوا حَرَّمْنَا مَا قَصَصْنَا عَلَيْكَ مِنْ قَبْلِ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have declared haram upon the Jews all that which we have related to you and which we have explained to you previously. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had listed, and this was discussed in Surah Ali Imran, in the opening ayat of the fourth juz, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala related to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what he had declared haram upon the Jews. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as far as the Jews are concerned, we have already related it to you and we have informed you of what we have made unlawful and haram for them. وَمَا ظَلَمْنَاهُمْ, Allah says, we did not wrong them, we did not oppress them, we did not act unjustly towards them. وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ, but they were only oppressing themselves. ثُمَّ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ, By declaring certain things haram upon themselves. For example, they look at Christianity also. Christianity and priesthood. This is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not institute. Or this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not instruct them to do. Making marriage haram upon themselves. And sort of disassociating themselves with people and with creation. And confining themselves to a limited space. This is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not institute. And that's why Allah says they only wrong themselves. They oppress themselves. This is some injustice that they do to themselves. It is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not prescribe. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, even though people may commit these type of crimes, even though people may declare, and this is a major sin, to declare lawful what Allah has declared unlawful, and to declare unlawful what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has pronounced as lawful, this is a serious and major crime. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, even if a person does that, ثُمَّ إِنَّ رَبَّكْ لِلَّذِينَ عَمِلُوا السُّوءِ Your Rabb, for those who have committed sin. Your Rabb, for those who have committed sin, بِجَهَالَةٍ without thinking, in a state of ignorance, ignorantly, acting ignorantly, they committed the sin, ثُمَّ تَابُوا, but then they make tawbah, بَعْدَ ذَلِكْ, after that. No matter what the crime may be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if they come back to Allah, they make tawbah, وَأَصْلَحُوا, and they correct themselves, they reform themselves, they become better individuals and better persons, إِنَّ رَبَّكْ مِنْ بَعْدِهَا لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. After all what they have done, no matter what they have done, no matter what crimes they have done, even if it was a crime as serious as this one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after all of that, they will find their Rabb to be a ghafoor, most forgiving and most merciful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding.